Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet him. Hit him up on Facebook and let him know that the word of the Lord is going forth. We thank God for another day. We're in the second week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going on down the road. Glory to God. So I want you to come on and get in where you fit in, because he's waiting on you to say, yes, Lord, to his will. Yes, Lord, I'll do it your way. Yes, Lord, not my will, Lord. Yes, Lord, let your will be done. He's only waiting on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on and get on board this train, and let's ride this train. Hallelujah. The gospel train. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to have to get my announcements on out of the way. Amen. I hope everyone is having an awesome Sunday on today. You know, let's flow. Learn how to flow. Whenever God flows, let's flow in the spirit realm. You know, you can flow with everything else. You know, if they play your favorite song, you know how y'all used to do it. Oh, yeah, turn that up. Well, let's just say, turn it up, Jesus, so I understand what you're saying. Turn it up, Jesus, so I can hear what you're saying. Turn it up, Lord. I want to know exactly what you're saying to me. Hallelujah. You know, you can say, turn that music up, but how about let's turn our spiritual ears up to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last things of the day. Amen. Glory to God. First of all, amen. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give my announcement. We have on Tuesday, we have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to go on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. You can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, or you can inbox Pastor Joseph Rouse. They're waiting on you to tell them what the need may be. You know, don't wait for somebody to just call you out and say, you know what, Lord, show me this and show me that. He's a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. It's not going to go embarrass anyone. If you need help, you need help. Because if I need help, I'm going to get help. That's where we are in this season. So many people are so prideful. You know, pride comes before a fall. So you don't want to fall. Amen. Glory to God. You want to make sure you get what you need. Don't just sit back and say, you know what, they offered me help and I did not take it. But I encourage you on this day to go ahead, inbox them. They will get back with you. They check it daily. So they'll know if anybody is calling them or anybody wants help, so they can give it to them. So I'm going to encourage you again to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Pacific. I'm sorry, 6:30 Central Standard Time. Let me rephrase that. I want to make sure you don't miss it. Awesome praying woman of God. Pray the house down, pray it up, down all around. Walk the dog down the street, bring back, dragging back, and telling you, better not move. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and hear Elder. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. You know, there is a word from the Lord. If you come with your, you know, in other words, this year, let's turn up a little bit. Let's ask God to do a mighty work in us. And turn up, Lord, turn up my listening ears, my spiritual ears, so I can hear what you're saying in these seasons, in these last and evil days. So you can see things are happening all across the nation. If you look at some of the people that are in all the snowstorms and all the different things that are happening all the way around the world. And, you know, we had a bit of cold weather, hallelujah. And we had cold weather like that in a minute, glory to God. Because I normally, I don't have to turn on the heat. Hallelujah. But I had to turn that thing up. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, glory to God, to come on and get in and let God be God in your life. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30, 5:30 Central and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to listen to her show. She is also an author. She has 2 books published. They're e-books. You can go on Amazon and purchase them. Amen. Glory to God. And in purchasing those 2 e-books, you will get a Kindle, a free Kindle. Now, you know, those things now are expensive, even just for online. You know, it's really expensive. So I encourage you to go and purchase a book, and you will get that free Kindle. Hallelujah. And you can hear words of encouragement. Amen. Glory to God. The author has gone forth. So I encourage you to go forth and get the book. Amen. And if you move on down, I encourage you to go ahead and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, I always want to give more. If you want more, you got to give more. He said, you sow bountifully what? You reap bountifully. And that's the word. That ain't nothing I made up. That's the word of God. I know if you've been in church, you know. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. If you sow sparingly, get what you're going to reap sparingly. Hallelujah. I know people say, well, you know what? I don't have money to sow like that. Glory to God. But if you look, amen, at some of the things that we do that are really not, you know, of importance, I know we have to eat. You have to pay insurance and different stuff like that, housing, different things. I know that. But some of the stuff that we do is really not important. You say, okay, Lord, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to not do this because this is really not important. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sow. Because if you come and you get a word and you get fed good, you know, and you need to sow. You go to Applebee's, right? You go to any of the places, restaurants, and you eat, amen. What do you get? You get good service, but what you got to do? You got to pay for it. Hallelujah. You ain't going to say, well, I'll wait next time and I'll pay y'all. No, you're going to pay them then on the spot. So I encourage you to go ahead and sow in the season. God wants to do great and mighty things, and he will. He said he rain on the just so well as the unjust. I know. Amen. But don't you want to be a part of something that's really going somewhere instead of being a part of something that's not? Ah, move on. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, we said on last week, to sow your first seed of the year. You know, we're in that season. This will be the first month, amen, in the year of 2023. I've been writing 2022 on my paper. I forgot. You know, I told them, I said, give me a little time to transition over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're in 2023. So we want to do more in this year than we did last year. So I said, pick up the pace. God wants you to pick up the pace and come on and get aboard because guess what? He's in control. Man is not in control. Sometimes they think they are, but they are not. It's only God. The only what we do for God is going to matter. So I encourage you to come on and get in because he's waiting on you. He was waiting on me. And guess what? I answered his call. Hallelujah. And I have not been the same since. I am so glad to be a part of the kingdom of God. I'm so glad to learn new things about his word. I'm so glad to hear, amen, in the spirit realm. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Things that happening in the natural. And he'll show you before they get there. So that way you won't be caught off guard. Hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. I know somebody caught that. Amen. Just the other day, and I was a little of a testimony. I was going in, and I was down in this place, and I'm like, okay, now hold up. Something just ain't right. I kept feeling it. I'm like, okay. You know, and these people thought they were doing me a favor. But it wasn't really a favor. It was a disservice. And guess what? God showed me what was happening in that realm. He said, okay, this is what's happening. This is why they did this. I said, oh, my God, for real? He said, yes, this is why they did it. And see, that's where you want to get. I want to get in that place where he don't let nothing, and he said in his word, he ain't going to let nothing come up on his prophet without revealing it to him first. If you stay in his word, he will reveal it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So sometimes they think, even if you're doing things, hallelujah, that you know. You say, okay, Lord, what's going on here? He'll show you too also. Hallelujah. Yes. And so I want you to come on and get in and be closely knitted in the spirit realm in this season. Hallelujah. Because he will not only show me, he'll show you too. He'll bring it to your remembrance. Hallelujah. You remember when this happened? You remember when that happened? Well, that's what happened right there. That's why it happened. Glory to God. He said, okay, Lord, well, I won't go there no more, and I won't do that no more. So we're in the season now where we need to make every minute count. We need to stay in the Word. We need to stay connected to the Holy Spirit. We need to stay connected, oh, my God, to the Word of God. Know what he's saying. Hallelujah. God's Word is seasonal. Hallelujah. Yes, you know it. You learn it by season. You may not learn it all at one time, but guess what? You will learn it as you study it. Hallelujah. And you want to change in each season. You want each season to go higher than the season you were last year. Glory to God, you went through spring, summer, winter, fall. You want to go through this season right here at a higher, higher, higher level for him to do more and great and more greater and mighty things in your life. So each year you should want to go up a notch. Hallelujah. You know, when you lose weight, you have to tighten your belt or not. Well, that's what it is. When you go up in the spirit, hallelujah, you want to go up a notch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, God is good. He is worthy. I'm going to go ahead now and see if anyone wants prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. Don't be afraid, hallelujah. You don't have to give your name. Just give me the area that you're calling from and your prayer request. You don't have to tell it all. We don't want you to put all your business out there. This is a live show. Now, people are listening, amen, whether they're listening on the call-in line or they're listening by way of their listening. But we thank God for all our listeners. We encourage you to continue to listen, continue to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. So I encourage everyone on this line, amen, to call in if you have a prayer request or if you don't want to call in, inbox me, hallelujah, and I will get back with you. Hallelujah, glory to God, because we want God to meet your prayers, hallelujah. You know, some say, well, you know, they came to me and I prayed, you know, a little cute prayer. Well, Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. No, I'm going to give you all I got, hallelujah, all I can give you. Hallelujah, glory to God, because we're going to get this thing moved. Because, you know, there's some things that you go through that he said one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000. So you want to be able to chase as many, hallelujah, demons and devils away that's coming to you, right? Oh, my God. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. So let's see if anybody pressed the one. No one has pressed the one. Well, guess what? We'll go and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for this day, Lord, that you have made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, all those under the sound of my voice that came to this station, Lord God, whether they're listening, Lord God, online or they're listening by way of, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want you to bless them like they've never been blessed before, Lord. Let this word bless them, oh God. Now, open up their listening ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Now, those that need comforting, Lord God, let them have the peace that you say that we can have. Let the peace rest upon their shoulder like a dove. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, those, Lord God, that are in relationships, Lord God, and they see it's not working, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the year, Lord God, to tell them to come forth and seek you into what relationship they need to have in this season, in the name of Jesus. If it's some things and some people that they need to cut or loose, Lord, then I know you will show them, huh? Because you want them to grow in the spirit realm, Lord God, and everybody is not for you. So, Father God, we call it done in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. If there's any relationships, Lord God, that's in turmoil, oh Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to fix them, Lord. Show them how to fix it, Lord. All we got to do is call on you, Lord God, and ask you how to do certain things, and you will show us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're not the Lone Rangers out here by ourselves. We have to call on you or call on someone else, Lord God, that you have placed here in this earth to help in the name of Jesus. Because you said we're all helpers one to another. We know, Lord God, that there are those, Lord, whom you have put in position, Lord God, the leaders, God, oh, my God, to help others, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, my God, the ministries of help, that's what you need to do in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Everyone that's listening, oh God, open up their ear gates, Lord, to hear a word from you on today, Lord God, that will change their very life. They will never be the same after they leave this show. In the name of Jesus, they will stand and stand there for, Lord God, and see the salvation of the Lord. They will stand and stand on your word, Lord God, and they won't be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine that comes along, Lord God. They won't be confused, Lord God. They won't, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh my God, be stagnated in the spirit realm in the mighty name of Jesus. They'll know who you are, Lord God, and what you serve, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They'll know, Lord God, that you serve the word of God to them, for them to pick it up, Lord God, and apply it to their everyday life, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're shaking up some stuff. Hey, you're shifting some stuff. Hey, in the name of Jesus, they will not ever be the same again after they leave this show today, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, I said peace be still in your life, in the name of Jesus. You don't have to let them get you upset every day that you go to work. You don't have to let them get you upset every time you talk to them on the telephone, in the name of Jesus. If they're getting you that upset, just tell them to lose your number, in the name of Jesus. And if they're getting you that upset when you go to work, tell them, hallelujah, glory to God, that I'm not going here. It's a new year. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I lift the Lord thou God up, because I'm not going to let you put that garbage in my garbage can, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, how you're raising the sick up, in the name of Jesus. Let them hear the word on today, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for those who are taking care of the loved ones, Lord. I speak the peace of God upon you. Let it rest upon you, in the name of Jesus, so you can give 100% in the name of Jesus, to take care of your loved ones. Because remember, hallelujah, it's them today. It may very well be you tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything, Lord God, and all things that you're about to do, Lord God, as we walk in the spirit, Lord God. You say we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, in the name of Jesus. As you read your Bible daily, understand what you're reading. Ask the Lord thou God to show it to you, and he will deliver you, hallelujah. Oh, my God, he'll get all that junk out you, so you can understand his word, as you read the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. All thank you. All things pertaining to this life that you have given us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, glory to God. I want you to listen at me. Hallelujah. He said, you will live and not die. Cast that devil down in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare. He's trying to take your mind. He's telling you you're going to die. But you will live and not die in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Look to the hill, which come all of your help. All your help come from the Lord thy God, not Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We decree and we declare on this day, you shall live. You shall not die. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, my God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear you. You say it's been a long time coming, but you know what? God does not make a mistake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear it. That says, that song said, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. Huh? But guess what? Your change is here in the name of Jesus. It's okay. Just shout and rejoice in the Lord. Huh? Your change is here on today in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, my God. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for your word on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Let your word take root, Lord God. All out, Lord God, across the nation in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. You know, we serve a God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God on time. You think he may not be thinking about what you need, what you want. Yes, he will give it to you now. You ain't got to wait. You know, something where you need to wait. Hallelujah. No. He adds to us as he sees fit. Hallelujah. So some things we may not be ready for. Hallelujah. You know, let me give you an example. You said, well, Lord, I want $1 million. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. He gave you $1,000 when you get paid every 2 weeks, and you ain't giving him none. So you're probably not going to get it right then until you learn how to sow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you have to let something go out, and then something go in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember, amen, I was saying, I said, okay, I see all these angels, Lord. What is going on? Okay, so I sent them out. He said, yeah, you sent them out. Yes, true. But you never told them to come bring it back. You just sent them out. Angels ascending and descending. Glory to God. I said, all right now. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. So you got to let something out. Because you always say, well, praises go up, blessings come down. Glory to God. So what do? You got to send your praise out, right? You got to send the prayers out, right? Hallelujah. All these things to take place. Hallelujah. And that was revelation to me. And I said, Lord, I thank you because you're so good. You're just so awesome. You will feed us what we need when we need it. Hey, man, glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get into the word of God. If you would, I would like for you to turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading. This is our foundational scripture. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Hallelujah. I'm going to have other scriptures, amen. I'm going to break it down to you. I ain't going to leave you out there hanging, but this is going to be my foundational scripture right here. And the title of my message on today is, he's the same God. Hallelujah. You know, people think God changed. No, he does things differently sometimes. Like the way he healed, hallelujah, you know, let's just say how he healed or not. He may not heal you in that way, you know. Some got healed as they went, and some he healed instantly, you know, and he may not have given you your money right then, but guess what? He give it to you, amen, in a different way. You say, well, Lord, just let me get this money, Lord God, just let me get this money right here. He may not give it to you right there. He may use somebody else to come along and give it to you, hallelujah. But he's the same God that alters these things, hallelujah. So that's what you got to remember. He is the same, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read this where it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the same God. Hallelujah. He has not, hallelujah, changed. I know some people say, well, Lord, I asked you for this and I asked you for that. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. It may not be time yet, but God's timing is good timing because he don't want you to get it and then you lose everything you got. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking to him, amen, earlier on, and I'm like, Lord, you know, why didn't you just deliver me from this thing, you know, right, you know, back in, you know, when I was a little younger? He said, you wasn't ready yet. You weren't ready yet. I said, okay. And guess what? That stopped that conversation in its tracks. So I let it alone. I said, okay, thank you. Glory to God. And I went on. I mean, this is simple as that. I'm not going to argue with God about doing something, you know, that I wanted done, and he did it in his own timing because he want to show, hallelujah, people who he is and some stuff he wanted to clean out, Hallelujah. So I can move on. Hallelujah. So you won't be grateful hearted. So you won't be downtrodden. So you won't say, well, you know what, Lord, Lord, I ain't studying. And you studying this. And then you carry that same spirit wherever you go. But then you'll know that you know that you know whatever you went through there in that place. Then guess what? You say, I don't do that no more. I went through all that. I'm not going to go through that again. Glory to God. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Glory to God. So, you know, he has not changed. Jesus Christ is always the same. Like I said, he may do things differently. But guess what? He will bring it to you just like that if you just learn to hold on. Hallelujah. And wait and see. Hallelujah. The salvation of the Lord, because he's not giving up on you. Hallelujah. He ain't changed. Everything in the word he said we can have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you may stop yourself from getting it, because every prophecy comes, amen, hallelujah, it comes with some stipulations. There are some things that you're going to have to do to get what you want. And so don't think you're just going to get it. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, it's going to come. No, it's going to come. It's going to come. No, prophecies are conditional. Hallelujah. There are some things that you're going to have to do. And guess what? He's going to make sure that you're going to stick with them. Not just say, well, Lord, you give me this. I'm going to serve you right then. You know, sometimes people will say that and then put that out there. How many made New Year's revolution? Okay, New Year's resolution. Hallelujah. And you already done broke them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't even give it a whole month and you're through. You just shout. How many did that this time? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can imagine. Already done broke them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, that's what it is. That's the way it is. Hallelujah. You got to do something. You think you can just get and get and get and don't do nothing for God. But I know some people look at that and say, well, you know what? Yeah, they got. Hallelujah. Look, okay, what he did for them, he's the same God and he'll do it for you. But do you want a permanent fix or do you just want a right now fix? But guess what's going to happen? He's going to fix it for you. You keep calling him and keep talking and keep calling. He's going to fix it for you right then, yes. But guess what? You're going to have to go through that same old thing over and over and over and over again. No, I want to see it permanent. I don't want to see this thing no more, Lord. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and I'm going to read Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord, and ye do not change because of my promises to my people. Whatever he said in your word, in the word of God, you can have, then guess what? You're going to get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. But there's something, like I said, you have to do. Hallelujah. You have to study this word. You have to meditate on this word. You have to confess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he said confession is good for the soul. So guess what? You're going to have to put that thing in confession. You're going to have to put it in overdrive, okay? I don't care whatever nobody else is looking. Hallelujah. Whatever they be saying. Well, what did you say? No, I didn't say nothing. You confess and you confess and you confess. There was some stuff I confessed for years. Hallelujah. And guess what? It's just now happening. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. But guess what? It came. Hallelujah. And so I would always go down the highway and, you know, amen. Just, okay, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. You're taking care of me down this highway. You know, up and down the highways and the byways, Lord. And, you know, amen. You're telling them over there on the left, stay on the left. And on the right, stay on the right. And the deals in the woods. And, amen, you're calling the squirrels to go in the trees and all those different things. Hallelujah. All that is important, but you don't want to hit none of them, okay? Amen. Glory to God. But I continue on after that, you know, to confess. But I always enter his courts. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for giving me what I needed, Lord God, to come on and go on, Lord, on this journey. You know, you got to wake up with thanksgiving and praises in your heart first. And then you just go on down the road and you get to thank you, God, amen, hallelujah. And then you'll say, Lord, you know what, Lord, you said that I can have this and I can have that. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you keep confessing it until they get there. Because you see right here, he doesn't change. He said, whatever promise he made in his word, Malachi 3:6, he's going to give it to you. Hallelujah. So don't, hallelujah, give up on what you're believing in for. He has not changed. He is a God. He changes not. He said he has a forget. He don't forget, nor has he forgot. He hears you, and he's calling you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. He sees everything that you're going through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. You know what? Just every good gift and every perfect gift, it comes only from God. He is our Father in heaven. He made everything. He made the sky, the light. He made it all. Now understand, there's day and there's darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those things, hallelujah, they'll change, and the world will change on you. You know, people you even hang around, they will change on you. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what? They're not the same anymore. No, they shouldn't be the same. They should be going higher in the Lord thy God. Yes. So they shouldn't be the same. They shouldn't remain the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people don't look past the spiritual part of it. They don't look past the ugliness and what you've done and what you have been. They don't look at that perspective. They look at where you used to be and what you're doing. Hallelujah, and what you did. They don't look at that. That's just the way it works. But you know what? If you would, hallelujah, look past all that. Because guess what? God don't change, but people will change. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes they feel like a nut, and sometimes they don't. That's just the way it is. Sometimes they're mad, amen, over here. They get mad at home. They want to bring it, amen, and then they'll be mad with you. They want to bring it, and then they'll talk, you know, down on you. Because somebody else done made them mad, but that is not God. He don't change. He loves all of us, glory to God. Hallelujah. He doesn't have a respect of person. He said he loved you, then he loved you. He said he will be there with you. He gonna be there with you, glory to God. He is not gonna leave you alone. He is the same God. Hallelujah. My God. He don't change like people change. But people will change in a drop of a hat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let's read this right here, Revelation 1 and 8. I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which has and which is to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know what? The Lord said, I caused all things to begin, and he'll cause them to end. I have all power. He got all power, authority. And I am alive, and I have always been alive, and I will continue to be alive forever. He's saying he ain't going to change, and he ain't going nowhere. So that's what you got to look at. He's still God, and he's still the same. Hallelujah. He don't change. But you know what? Like I said, hallelujah, people change. You know, they'll change. If you get something, and then they ain't got theirs, then guess what they're going to say? Well, you know what? That person done changed. Hallelujah. Well, have you ever thought that what happened to that person, glory to God, that all that stress and everything that was on them, it's off them now, glory to God. You didn't look past, amen, what they went through. You didn't look past what they were going through. You didn't look past none of that. All you want to see is if they changed, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God. The same God that created the heaven and earth in 7 days, he spoke it and it happened. He's the same God that spoke and said, let there be light. He's the same God that separated the dew from the ground. He's the same God that created Adam, hallelujah, glory to God, and put him in a dead sleep and took a rib from his side and created Eve. He's the same God, hallelujah. When they were enslaved, hallelujah, they kept praying and they kept praying. They kept praying and asking for a deliverer. He sent them a deliverer. He sent them Moses. He's that same God, hallelujah, that when you were sick on your bed, that he healed your body. He's the same God, glory to God, that raised up Moses to deliver the people. He's the same God that when you asked him to save your children, he's the same God, glory to God, that brought you out of that darkness into his marvelous light. He's the same God, glory to God, that woke you up this morning. He's the same God, glory to God, when you were laying in your bed and your body was racking with pain. He's the same God, glory to God, that got you up, hallelujah, and told you, hallelujah, it's going to be all right. I'm going to give you what you need. He's that same God when you was in an accident and he had made death get back to behave. He's the same God that told you, hallelujah, if you give this, then I'm going to bless that. He's the same God that told you, hallelujah, I will give you another job. Just hold on, hallelujah. He's the same God that told you, hallelujah, oh, my God, to go over there and help Sarah because I have something, hallelujah, that I want to get to you, hallelujah, to give to her. He's the same God, hallelujah, that oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. In the wee hours of the night when you were laying on your bed, you were crying, hallelujah. Said, Lord, I need your help. Glory to God. And still lay on somebody's heart down and told somebody, said, would you call them and pray for them because they need you. He's the same God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's the same God. He has not changed. So don't think he's changed. He's the same God, hallelujah, that will deliver you out of anything that you want him to deliver you out of. Now, he's not going to force himself on you, hallelujah. So he's the same God that you need to learn how to open up to him and say, deliver me. But so many times you don't want deliverance because you like what you're doing. You like to see him. You like to go for other people to go, you know, wherever they go and do all the stuff that they're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you laugh about it and you think about it and you know you do, yeah, you like it. Hallelujah. But he's that same God that will bring you into a place. Hallelujah. A peace. He's that same one, hallelujah, that will bring you out and take you over into a new him and show you everything that you need to know. He's the same one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said he's not going to change. He's the same one. He's yet alive and well. He's the same God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah, that will raise you up and set you on high. And they will talk about you, but that's okay, because he's that same God that can go and handle that situation. He's the same God that can get you debt-free. Hallelujah. But you got to listen and pay attention when he say, but. You got to listen and pay attention when he says give. You got to listen and pay attention when he says, don't buy this. You got to listen and pay attention, glory to God, when he says, I want you to give to this ministry. You got to listen, hallelujah, glory to God, when he says, now this right here is important. And you see, you got this right here on your list, and hallelujah, that's not important. He's the same God, hallelujah, glory to God, that will speak to you in the wee hours of the night and tell you, well, you know what, hallelujah, I want you to go by and I want you to bless this one over here. He's the same one, glory to God, that will lay someone on your heart to go and you can go buy them some groceries, hallelujah, and give it to them over here. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's the same one. He has not changed. He didn't change, hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know why the people think that he changed. He ain't changed. He said, I am the Lord. I change his not. And he don't forget his promises to his people. And he gives us good and perfect gifts. He's not going to cut you short of nothing. He's that same God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, he's the same God. So you got to understand what I'm saying to you on today. He's the same God. He hasn't forgot what he promised. He hasn't forgot what you asked. But continue, hallelujah, in prayer. Continue in faith. Continue in confession until you get it, hallelujah. Then don't forget to thank him for it. And ask him, hallelujah, Lord, okay, what do you want me to do, Lord, here? Now, you gave me this. I know y'all say I always talk about money. Well, let's just talk about something else. Okay, Lord, well, we just talk about the grocery bill. How about that? Lord, I bought all these groceries. Now, Lord, who you want me to share them with? Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Because that's where we are. People say they're always talking about money. But you better follow this, hallelujah, because this will help you in the long run, I'm telling you. Because I know I take the word first and then I deliver it to his people. Hallelujah. And that's the way it is. That's just what you're supposed to do. He's the same God that will deliver you anytime. He's the same God that will take you to a place where you won't have lack no more. He's the same God that will deliver you out of everything. He's the same God. So you got to remember, hallelujah, he don't change. He does not change. He has not changed. Now, you can stop your flow. by not listening and paying attention. But you know, sometimes I ask the Lord, and I just talk to him. I said, Lord, you know, why this? Because Lord, I'm gonna pray for your people. I'm gonna pray for them, Lord. You lay them on my heart, God. He called them out by name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He does. And he said, pray for them. Hallelujah. And sometimes it don't be a specific prayer. He just said, pray for them. And the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you in what you need to pray for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not try to get in anybody's business. He didn't say, go and tell them. He just said, pray for them. That's what he said. And that's what you do. Hallelujah. You don't have to say, well, you know what, Lord, what I'm praying for them for? Well, he'll lay it on your heart. In your prayer, he will tell you. He'll lead and guide you. Because when we know not what to pray, understand there's one that maketh intercessors for us. But he's the same God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, he's the same God. He hasn't changed. Hallelujah. He ain't changed and he ain't moved. If he said, I'll take care of you, then guess what? He's going to do just that. And when he said, I got your back, then understand he's going to do just that. Ain't nothing going to come up on you because he got you. Hallelujah. No matter, hallelujah. So you got to learn he's the same God. He's the same God that let the blood run warm through your veins. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's the same God. He has not changed. I want you to know that we serve the same God. He's the same one that can deliver you for whatever it is you're going through. All you got to do is just ask. But sometimes you don't get deliverance because you don't ask. You want to keep it. And he's not going to beg you for it. Hallelujah. If you don't want to release it, then you don't want to release it. And you saw people, I've heard them say, well, you know what? I'm not going to ask God that. Then why not? If you ain't going to ask him that, then who you going to ask? Hallelujah. You're going to ask him. The same God that hears you every day when you pray. That hears you and sees all. I don't know why they think he gonna see, but he see everywhere you go, everything you do, everything you say, everything you watch. His eyes ain't closed. Glory to God. He's on the alert all the time. When his children call, he's there. Hallelujah. You know, like not like some people, you know, where they say they'll be there, you know, and then guess what? You can call them one or two times, and guess what? Well, they ain't getting no ride from me. I ain't taking nothing over there. They shout. They through. That's it. Hallelujah. But he don't say that, hallelujah. He's the same God, and he has no respect for persons. So don't think that he don't see what you need. He don't see what you want. He don't see your heart desire because he's the same one, and he sees it all. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, in the day, Lord, let them hear that word that you're the same God. Let them begin to know who you are, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that it ain't nothing that you're going to hold back because you give good and perfect gifts to your children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, Lord, as it took root, Lord God, knowing that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You ain't changed. You're still there. And anything that we need, Lord God, you'll give it to us. You'll provide, Lord God. You're I.L. Shaddai. It's nothing, Lord God, that you can't do. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you said, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. So that means you ain't got to beg. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I hear in my spirit, some people say, well, you know what? I don't ask nobody for nothing. Hallelujah. But you got to make sure that you got that spirit to wear. Hallelujah. If he said, well, you know, it's okay to ask this person because he know, hallelujah, that this person, hallelujah, they ain't going to do you wrong. They going to do you right. Glory to God. And they ain't going to go and tell everybody. But there are some you can't ask. I understand that because they'll go and put it out in the streets and you don't want it out in the streets like that. Glory to God. He'll lay people on people's heart to go and see about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's the same one, hallelujah, that will do it. Hallelujah. So don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't give up your hope. Huh? Put all your hope in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Huh? Oh, my God. The hope of glory. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that you are the same, Lord, yesterday, today, and forevermore. We know, Lord God, that you don't change, Lord. May God, we thank you, Lord God, for the peace that rests upon those that need peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that need comforting in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And those, Lord God, who have lost loved ones, God, go by and give them comfort, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray right now, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that there's nothing, Lord God, and we know there's nothing that you want. won't do, nothing that you can't do, because you can do everything, Lord. You can move a mountain, Lord God. You can move, Lord God, anything that concerns us, Lord, it concerns you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, that all, Lord God, all things will work together for the good of them that love you, Lord God. They got to love you, Lord God. They got to know that they know that they know that it's time out to get thinking, but it's time out to know it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because from just thinking, Lord God, that we know that we know that we know that we know, Lord God, that we're in love with you in the name of Jesus, oh God. And those, Lord God, who have not fallen in love with you, Lord, we say on this day that they come back and fall in love with you, Lord God, because you're the one, Lord God, the only one, Lord God, that can keep them, Lord God. Only what we do for you is going to keep anyway, Lord God. Everything else is going to pass away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the effective fervent prayers of the righteous. You say it availeth much, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them no longer, Lord God, just pray, let you pray. But Lord, let them pray all they can pray, Lord God, to heal, deliver, and set free those, Lord God, that need it in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you said blessings and curses can't come from the same mouth. So we pray, Lord God, that there are more blessings, Lord God. And Lord God, no curses, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them have a new you, Lord God. Let them walk in the newness of you, Christ, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. He is the same God, no doubt. Hallelujah. You know, we read the word of God and hallelujah. And then sometimes we just read it. That's just it. We just read it to say, okay, I read 10 chapters and that. And I'm bringing this up again. So somebody said they just read it, just read it, just read it. But you're not understanding what the scriptures say. Hallelujah. Just take it slow. Now, you know, you want to get all you can while you can. Hallelujah. You want to get all this word and bottle it up on the inside. So whenever you go out, you'll need it. Hallelujah. And whenever things start to come up on you, you can put, he said, put me in remembrance of my words. And he will do just what he said he'll do. And that's what you want. Don't just read 10 chapters and don't know what none of it's saying. And you listen. Sometimes people listen to the Bible on the app. Yes. Hallelujah. I listen to the Bible on app too. Yes, I do. But there's always something that's sparking interest. Hallelujah. He said, what, Lord? I know that ain't what it's saying. I read that, Lord. And then that's what it's glory to God. Hallelujah. That's when you know you're taking interest. You have to learn how to close everything out around you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got to learn how to just shut down. You have to shut down. Hallelujah. Yes, you can shut down. Amen. From the world for just a day, and when you're off on the weekends, or even when you come home at night, you just want to shut down, amen, everything, and just hear God, and that's what you want to do. That's good. That's wonderful. And guess what? He will be there, and he'll answer you. Hallelujah. You won't have nothing to worry about, because that's what he loves. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. So if you're his people, then guess what? You can do what you got to do, and just shut it down. But most people continue to go. Hallelujah. I know this is not part of the word that I was going to give, but amen, just roll. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to roll in the spirit too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't said roll out the door. I said roll with the spirit. When the spirit is on you, just roll. Hallelujah. You know, you just got to learn how to roll in it and listen and ask God to help you. Lord, am I in this place? Am I not in this place? And what am I doing? Hallelujah. You know, some, like I said earlier, some people are afraid to ask those questions. Hallelujah. You know, we have been told for the longest, don't ask God no questions. Hallelujah. You know, that's the way we were brought up. It's, no, you don't question God. That was what they were saying. You don't question God. Well, if I don't ask him, then who else I'm going to ask? Hallelujah. The glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go. You have leaders. You can also go to them and ask if you don't understand. Yes, I'm sure they will answer you. And there are others, amen, who are anchored in the Lord, and they walk by the spirit realm, glory to God, and they walk in the spirit. They can answer you also, hallelujah, glory to God. But there are some, you just really tell you the truth, you just don't need to ask. But guess what? They're going to hear what they're going to say first. Well, my point of view, I don't want to know your point of view. I want to know what is he saying. Is this what I'm understanding, you know? I thank God, amen, that whenever I go to my leaders, amen, glory to God, I get an answer. Glory to God. I'm going to get it, amen, like it is. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I want it like it is. So I won't go and make a mistake, something that I know, that I know, that I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And that's what you want. You want the truth. Let's just tell it like it is. Hallelujah. You know, I preach a sermon. Why tell a lie when the truth to do? But I want the truth. You want to be able to walk in that. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the same God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I want to reiterate hallelujah before I close. Amen. And hallelujah. Give the invitation to salvation. Don't forget all of the shows that's coming up. Amen. On Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord. Powerful show. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Tuesday. Life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader. You can contact any of us on our pages. And if you want to get in connection with them and you know just us, then guess what? We will get you in connection with them. Glory to God. We all sit up under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. Ain't no jealous spirit over here. Glory to God. We don't operate in jealousy. Don't you know jealousy will stop your flow? And I'm not going to let anybody stop my flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you need to get in touch with one of us, we can connect you. Hallelujah. Yes, we can, and we will do it right away. Amen. On Tuesday, don't forget now, life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader. On Wednesday, hallelujah, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Now, if you want to get delivered, you come on over there, hallelujah. When she gets through praying, hallelujah, whatever it is, it's going to fall off here, hallelujah. It won't stick no more. Ah, come on, somebody. Glory to God. And then you move on down, amen, the hour of power, prophetic corner ministers, Prophetess Martha Williams, hallelujah, Sunday. Don't forget, 30-minute break. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, hallelujah, show coming up next at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Come on and partner. He's waiting on you to partner. Glory to God. So don't, amen, don't wait. Come on and partner. If you don't know how to get it to them, hallelujah, you can go to our pages, or I know some of you have our phone numbers. You can call us. And we will help you get over there if you need to go. Hallelujah. And get it to them. Glory to God. Like I said, ain't no jealousy over here. Amen. Glory to God. Because guess what? When you bless them, the blessing flows. Hallelujah. From their head. Hallelujah. Down to my toes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on and get in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you once again. So don't forget to sow your first of the month seed. I'm sorry, your first of the year seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget, and don't forget. Now I'm going to give the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus as part of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Father God, come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. I repent of every sin that I have committed, every sin that I have done, and I didn't even know it, Lord. I commit it unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. And what I would like for you to do is go ahead, amen, and inbox me and let me know that it was you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we can help you on the what next. Hallelujah. We can help you on the what next. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, now. And I'm going to give the benediction. Don't forget Minister Elaine coming up next. So I want to encourage you to go over and show her some love on her show. Hallelujah. It's coming up next. The show is 1-347-945-5041. Again, 1-347-945-5041. Minister Elaine Jackson coming up in 30 minutes. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome Sunday, and I will see you back on next Sunday. God bless each and every one. Amen.